Welcome to The Authentic Life with KL, the podcast where we throw out the rule book, where we dive in head first to the real and raw, unapologetic journey of living the best life. That includes lots of music. This is your go-to space for empowerment, for deep healing and owning your authenticity like the boss that you are. We're here to break down walls and slay self-doubt. Vibe to the soundtrack of your soul. With every beat and lyric, we'll move through stories that heal and empower. You can live your fullest and most badass life. Welcome to The Authentic Life with KL. This episode of The Authentic Life of KL is brought to you by Break the Silence, a nonprofit created using music as a platform to raise awareness for mental health, suicide prevention, and recovery of all kinds, offering hope and starting the hard conversations to bring communities together. Hey guys, it's Kitty, and today you have just me. We are talking all about being open to receive universal messages, and we're talking inspired actions. These are things I very much live by, and I am ever so passionate. So let's jump in. There's a rhythm to life that most people miss. This divine conversation happening all around us every day, all day long. And signs, whispers, and moments that they tug at the edges of our awareness. You see them always. Do you pay attention? But to really hear it, to feel it, you have to be open. And that starts with being open to receive. Open to the messages that come in strange and beautiful ways. Open to that sudden pull in our chest that says, "Do you hear me? I'm right here. I'm helping guide you." We're going to dive into the spaces between intention and action, the moments where the universe shows up and your heart responds. Because it's one thing to ask for guidance, and it's another to recognize when it shows up. And it's absolutely everything to take that inspired action and turn it into your reality. Let's talk about what it really means to receive. Let's talk about the ways the universe tries to reach you, because it does all day long, every day. And let's talk about the courage it takes to say yes, to be open to receive a message and act on it, to move even when you don't see your whole path yet. What does that look like? Have you done that yet? It's really a wonderful experience. And once you've done it once and you see what can happen, you will do it again. You know, it's wild because we say we want signs from the universe. We want blessings. We want these opportunities. We want love, but we don't show up half the time to receive them. And we would not know it if someone just threw it in our face, because we have this preconceived notion of what these gifts, what these things in our life should look like. We have it all mapped out, right? This is what it looks like. This is what it should be. This is what they should look like. This is how they should talk. This is where they should live. We doubt everything instead of being open. We brush off compliments. We doubt good news because, well, that could not happen. And we overthink when someone shows up in our life and shows us kindness and shows us this love that everyone talks about. We say we're manifesting, we're just making it happen. But then we sit there and argue when it's trying to arrive. Being open to receive is not just about saying, "I'm ready." It's about believing that you're worthy. Do you believe that you're worthy? Do you believe that you're worthy? I could tell you that you are, but you have to believe it. If someone says you look beautiful today and your first thought is, "No, I don't," or "You're just being nice," that's resistance. That is an open door to a classroom where you are the subject. You can go in and learn about yourself, or you can shut the door and walk away. But that is your resistance talking. That is the part of you that doesn't fully trust that you deserve to receive good things without having to earn them or prove them, or thinking you need to shrink to make others comfortable. How do you know if you're ready to receive? So many will say, "I'm asking, I'm here, universe, hello." I do that myself. Right here, do you see me? I'm going to ask you a few questions that maybe will help you dive in a little deeper and see if you're really open to receive. Because it might surprise you when you start doing that inner reflection. When someone gives you a compliment, do you say thank you or do you explain it away? Do you just explain it away? Why would they say that? No, it's okay. They must be blind. That was my favorite. Are you blind? When an opportunity shows up, do you accept it with excitement or do you start listing reasons why you're not ready? Right? I can't do that. I can't go to the festival. I'm not ready. I can't do the podcast. I don't have everything. I can't go there. I don't have the right tools. You're not ready. When you feel a nudge from the universe, that inner whisper saying, go for it, do you follow it or do you wait because it's just not the right time? Even though you're seeing signs all around you, it's not the right time. If we want to live in the flow, we have to stop fighting the current. For all you that swim upstream and battle it all the way, if we want to live in the flow, we have to stop fighting the current. Receiving isn't selfish, it is sacred. It's saying, I trust that I am worthy of this moment. I am worthy of this moment. You deserve joy. I am worthy of this moment. You can start small and say thank you when someone says something kind. Take a deep breath when something beautiful happens instead of brushing it off. And remind yourself you don't have to hustle for what's meant for you. You do not have to hustle and climb mountains for what's meant for you. You just have to stop blocking it. Are you blocking your own blessings? Are you blocking everything you're meant to receive? When someone offers help, do I accept it? This right here, because I'm queen of I'll do it myself. It's fine. I've always done it myself. When someone offers help, do I accept it? And do I feel the need to prove I could just handle it alone? It's fine. I always have to do it alone. I'll do it alone. When someone offers help, do I accept it? How do I respond to love, support, and praise? Do I feel deserving of it? Do you feel deserving of someone telling you what a wonderful job you did? It's an honor to be a part of your journey. You did something amazing. How do you respond? Where did you first learn that receiving was selfish, it was weak, and it was unsafe? Who taught you that? Where did it come from? Why do you always feel unworthy? Who taught you that receiving was selfish? It was weak and unsafe. What emotions arise when something good happens? Is it joy? Is it fear? Is it this might disappear? Do you trust that the universe is working with you, or do you still believe you have control over it all? And this is a very personal question. Do you surrender? That surrender word. Do you make yourself vulnerable? Do I trust the universe is working with me, or do I think that I have control over everything? And further, why do you need control? That's a whole separate topic, but why do you need control? What would it feel like to let go of guilt and just say thank you? Just say thank you. Without explaining, without deflecting, without an apology, without overthinking. Why did they do that? Why did they give me that? What do they want? Think about those questions. And I want to give you some ways that you can start opening yourself up to receive. These are not all inclusive. These are just some that are very impactful within the community that I teach in and with myself. Practice gratitude out loud. When someone compliments you, just say thank you. Just breathe it in. Thank you. Thank you. Just say thank you. Don't explain it away. Just receive. Receive from nature. Notice the sunlight on your skin. the way that the wind moves, the beauty in the small, energetic ways that's around you all the time. Stop rejecting the little gifts, the free coffee, the unexpected text, the song that feels like a message. I have a lot of those. It comes on right at the right time. The message from your friend, right at the right time. These are small doorways to bigger blessings, and further, it helps you start to get on track with this becoming a natural thing for you to be open to receive. You can use affirmations. Affirmations are a powerful tool that you can use as well. Affirm things daily. Here's three examples. I am safe to receive. I do not have to earn love. I welcome support in all forms. That last one, right? I welcome support in all forms. When you start to believe you deserve good things, the universe mirrors the belief right back. When you begin to believe you deserve good things, the universe mirrors that right back. Receiving becomes an act of surrender, not weakness. You're not weak when you surrender, especially when it's the act of receiving. You stop chasing and you start magnetizing. We talk about having big magnet energy, BME, big magnet energy. Small magnets are fine, right? They do the job. They're magnetizing. But when you get a big magnet, it's going to pull so much more towards you, right? It becomes so powerful that more things just start coming towards you because you are becoming magnetizing. You're the person that walks into the room and you are magnetizing. You have big magnet energy. When you begin to accept to receive, the world around you begins to change. The world around you will change. You notice things you've brushed off before. Little nudges, patterns, whispers from the universe reminding you, hey, you're not walking this alone. Hey, do you remember what this means? When you stop blocking the flow of receiving, whether that's love, help, abundance, simple signs, you begin to see how the universe has been speaking to you all along. The universe has been speaking to you all this time, and you've blocked it. For some, these signs come through music, feathers, butterflies, dreams, perfect timing. For me, if you know me, they always come through in signs as crows, wolves, or 11-11. Crows have always been my thing. Always. Always and forever. They're everywhere I go. My dreams, on TV, tattoos, everywhere. Right? They're everywhere. They aren't just birds to me. Crows are messengers. Every single time they appear, it feels like the universe is whispering to me, I see you. Keep paying attention. They've showed up in dreams telling me what I need to do. And that sounds crazy, but it's given me confirmation time and time again after I do what I'm supposed to do. Crows have this ancient wisdom. They remind me what's important when life feels noisy or uncertain. Every time I see one, it feels like a gentle nod from the other side. For real. Who is that over there on the other side talking to me? Who's trying to give me a message? What do I need to tell to who? It's very real with me. They're a sacred reminder that I'm guided and supported, even when I myself can't see the full map, because that is often. Some of my most treasured people are connected with crows for me. The wolf comes through differently for me, different than the crow, even though they're together most of the time. The wolf specifically shows up as people within my life. It doesn't show up as the actual wolf. It's more the energy, the protection, the strength, the loyalty that they represent spiritually. Years ago, I had a wolf footprint tattooed in the middle of my back because I had a dream that one day a wolf would appear and that they would have my back. Someday they would come into my life and they'd have my back forever for things that were unseen at the moment. Now I see that spiritual marking as a promise, not just that I'm protected, but that I carry that energy with me. Fierce, loyal, intuitive, and deeply connected to my pack, wherever they may be. I later added a crow and a wolf together, because like I said, they usually come together somehow or another. At that time, I didn't understand the full importance of that tattoo. I knew it meant something, and looking back now, I see it very clearly, very differently than initially. For me, it's like a soul marking, right? The soul connection. It's protectors before I even knew I needed protection. It represents these people who I know I can depend on. They are my biggest connections, my biggest blessings. Biggest blessings. And then there's my good old 11. The number 11 follows me. It plagues me everywhere I go. It is my birthday. 11-11. It's on clocks. It's on license plates. It's on receipts. It's on addresses, phone numbers. I always have been able to look around at those in-between moments, and there it is. There it is, right there for me. When I least expect it, or sometimes even when I expect it. There it is. Good old dependable 11. It's more than just a number for me. It's a sign of alignment. It's the universe saying, this is right. Keep going. It also means look around, pay attention. It's a reminder that I'm on the path that's meant for me. Even when I doubt it and I can't see what's ahead, or if I'm struggling, if I'm stuck in that tornado and I don't know where to go or how to get there, that is the sign for me. These are my signs. My language with the universe. And when you start to open yourself up to receive, you receive your own symbols as well. Maybe it's a color that keeps appearing. Maybe it's a number. Maybe it's a song that won't stop playing. Maybe it's any kind of message. It's just a wink right there from the universe letting you know. There's something bigger than you out there, and it's helping guide you. The signs are always there. You just have to be open to receive them. Keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open. Not just the ones on your face, but the ones on your heart. The universe is always speaking, always sending reminders. You just have to slow down long enough to notice. Watch for repeat patterns, the numbers that keep showing up, the animals that cross your path, the songs that seem to play at the exact right moment. I love to think of these as little breadcrumbs that our soul left for us along our journey. Gentle nudges from the universe reminding us who we are and what truly matters. These are not random. They are not random. They are winks from the divine, confirmations you're exactly where you need to be. Just know your synchronicities may not look like mine. They may not at all. With me, people might be my favorite kind of sign. Because when you're open, the universe will drop the right souls right in your path in the most unexpected ways. The ones who see you, the ones who reflect you, the ones who challenge you, who change you. They guide you forward when you need it most. These connections are not coincidences. They're divine appointments. They are gifts that arrive when your heart is ready to receive them. You may not even know that your heart's ready to receive. I assure you, you may not see the initial importance of the people and the gifts from the universe when they initially pop into your life. You might think it's just an initial friend, a random meeting, but over time you will see how important the people around you can become in your life. When you stay open to receive, you start to realize the universe has been speaking to you all along, through signs, timing, through those little moments that feel meant to be. And when you trust those messages enough to move, take the next step, make the call, speak the truth, follow that spark. That is inspired action. Inspired action is how you shift from just existing to co-creating your life with the universe. I'm going to say that again for you. Inspired action is how you shift from just existing to co-creating your life with the universe. It's not about knowing the whole plan. It's about listening to the pull and saying yes when your soul says this matters. Keep watching for the signs. Keep leaning into what feels aligned. Keep showing up as the version of you that's ready for more. Because that's how you begin living from a place of trust, a place of purpose and flow. And that's where the authentic life truly begins. Until next time, remember, your story matters. You are so worthy just by being you. You're a gift to this world, so show up. Show up.